Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. My man Steve got a little heated during that last segment, people. He's heated because he wants a good football program. And speaking of heated, people, DFH Company is a company for you if temperature control is one of the most valuable resources. Why would you do that, Steve? Why would you slurp that cola focus in the middle of my DFH read? Listen, DFH.
Yeah, we didn't get a good one yesterday, so let's try to get a good one today.
DFH was listening yesterday, and they were like, "What do you mean you forgot what we do?" And I had to write a formal apology. People, temperature control. Listen to me. Listen to me carefully, because I have to make up, and I have to get people going to DFH Company for all of their heating cooling needs. So listen to me carefully. I am going to will this into your brains. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can even look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard to heat or hard to cool room in your home. Again, people, listen to me. 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Okay. And while you're doing that,
that one was a good one. That was a good one.
That was a really good one. So while you're getting your heating and air fixed, if you want to gamble, the return we have all been waiting for is finally here, and UFC's most notorious icon steps back into the octagon this Saturday. Be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, for a shot to turn $1 into $257. That's right. New users can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round. And if he does, you'll be cashing $257. Bet a little, win a lot. It's that simple. While we are excited for this weekend's premier UFC bout, let's not forget football is in the midst of their playoffs. So head to the app to check out great playoff promotions. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code WLCL when you sign up for $1 to turn $1 into $257 if McGregor wins by first-round knockout. Place your bet to watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code WLCL for new users to get $257 if McGregor wins by first-round knockout for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you develop a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. That'd be good.
Are you gambling this weekend?
No.
You made so much money off Florida State that you're done for the year.
Yeah, I made enough Monday night. Listen, I made enough Monday night that it's a wonder the IRS doesn't come after me. Or, and I felt terrible doing it too.
Or the FBI.
But I was just like, hey, look, money line, max bet. Look, spread, max bet. Look, and then I did
parlay.
I did spread, parlay, spread, money line, over, max bet. Like, I was just like, look, boom, 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 boom.
You do realize the FBI is going to say, according to his betting trends, this was an outside of ordinary bet.
No, yeah.
They're coming for you.
They're going to be like, dude, you miss parlays all the time. Last night, I threw together a little one last night. It was like six-teamer to win.
You took Iowa.
To win $410 because I've noticed you can do a lot of the, I'm telling you, a lot of the mid-majors hold more true than the Power Fives because the Power Fives are, they're stacked. Indiana's, they got a bunch of great players. Yep. They can beat an Iowa, you know, like that's not crazy. But, and I got all the way to the last one and those idiots from Austin Peay. All the way to the last one, man. Yeah, I had a six-teamer, dude. Nailed every one of them.
Did Austin Peay let you down?
And Austin Peay was 11.5-point favorite.
Not my governors.
I know, man. And Austin Peay, they were playing a team that had two wins, Tennessee Tech.
Oh, you should have known that.
I know. I know.
That's a rivalry.
Is that Cookeville? Or Cooksville?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, that's a rock.
I only put like $10 on it.
That's right up the street.
It's like a 16 parlay. Put $10 because that's all I really do now. Other than when I have insider trading, like the Florida State game, where it's like,
where you just knew, y'all missed this spread.
Yeah, y'all screwed this up. So I'm gonna take advantage of me, and I did.
Okay, did we put a bow on the Dwayne Ledford thing? Is this?
I mean, I'm good talking about it.
Did it put us in a wait and see mode?
Are your
arms are crossed? So your fan base arms are crossed right now.
Yeah.
And they're saying figure it out.
Go get a guy.
I'm not going to be mad at you, but we are going to be waiting to see what you do.
Yeah, because now you need a quarterback's coach. And maybe it changes your quarterback coach. You know, that it may like I've been saying I thought Pete Thomas would probably get, just from the word around the street, is that he would probably get a good look there. But now maybe that changes because I don't know. Maybe you go get an O-line coach and then get a guy who's an OC that can coach quarterbacks. Because make no mistake, you now need an O-line coach, an OC, and a quarterback's coach. So because with Ponce and Ledford, they co-OC'd, so that kind of – I don't know which direction they'll go, but they need to be good hires.
Okay, I feel bad, people. I kind of got bitey with the young man a little while ago. Brian Hall, I need you to join us in this one really, really quick. So.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. So during the break, we had a little issue. This young fella, right? He asked me a question. He said, this is what he said. This young fella said, Shaquille O'Neal wouldn't be able to survive in today's NBA.
I just laugh at that.
Do you know which young man said that, Brian?
Probably the one right across the hall.
He goes by the name of intern process. Now, not no longer intern, just the process, right?
Well, with comments like that, you might regain intern.
Here's the thing, though. I know he saw. My mom used to always tell me, Marcus, stop making faces. She used to say, stop making faces. When you're surprised, you need to calm down. When you're angry, she's like, stop showing your face like that. Because she was like, your expression says so much. You know what I'm saying? She would always get on me, like, calm down on the extremity, I guess.
You had that expression going when Process said that?
Yeah. So imagine, like, if you said something and somebody looked at you like they hated your guts because you said, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't hate his guts. I hated, when he asked me that question, I hated it for the people who had to explain this to you. You know what I'm saying? Like
he obviously didn't see Shaq play.
Listen, I had to, after he sees my face, he's like, what?
He's not a center in the current NBA that could guard Shaq.
He's listen, Process is reaching out to the OG and just asking a question, right? And the OG is ready to destroy him. And by I used to wonder when my dad got so mad, and I would say, "No, that's Nas," and he would be like, "No, that comes from the OJs, Marcus." You know what I'm saying? And I'm, "Dad, it's not the OJ. Whoever this guy, it's Nas." And he would give me that same look, like, "Get out my house, right? Go outside and play or something." You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely.
And I gave him the look, like,
"Man, those small ball fours, they're not guarding."
Texter says Shaq would be Andre Drummond. The traditional five has no place in the NBA now.
I get that, but Shaq is Shaq.
Don't placate that Texter. Don't placate that Texter. Texter, tell me how old you are. We lifted the ban on ages. Texter, tell me how old you are. 7'5", 6'4".
Says example is Stephen Enoch.
What about Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid?
Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, I heard him.
Why do we do this job?
I don't know. I've questioned a lot of things today.
I just lost my offensive line coach. I just got raced by Florida State. And I got to spend my Friday.
Don't F it up, Chris.
Don't mess this up for me, Chris. And yes, you are Chris right now.
Yeah.
Because, Chris, if I got to sit here and ask, I feel like Coach Mack answering questions about, like, from Patty Ice. They didn't go in.
They didn't go in. 24, by the way. Texter said 24.
Of course you're 24. Son. Am I going to start saying son to people, Steve? Am I officially? When you say stuff like that, I'm going to have 24. I'm going to have to start saying, "Now listen, son." Go, like, again, I had to tell Process. I said, "Process, all you know is Fat Laker Shaq, right? You don't know that Shaq was dribbling the ball. Like, you don't know LSU Shaq. You don't know how, you don't know anything."
Process hasn't seen a backboard get broken before.
I know, multiple times. Process doesn't know that the rims look like they do now because of Shaq. Process didn't know they wouldn't let Shaq play. Like, they had to redesign they had to use space-style technology to redesign the plexiglass of backboards because of Shaq. Shaq's footwork around the basket, his agility and coordination and power, I'm just like,
the fact that he can move when he was that big was unbelievable.
But what about when he wasn't that big?
Yeah, he was.
I know. I say
he wasn't as big as he is now.
I had to tell Process. I said Shaq came into the pros looking like the Greek freak looks now. Like, yeah. Shaq was that heavy and that strong, you know what I'm saying? Coming out of college. And back then, you went to college.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, I don't
And Shaq did it against some of the best centers of all time. You got Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson. You got that whole era with, you know, Alonzo Mourning. Just you can just keep going down the list.
Can I just read you something real quick?
They put Christian Laettner over Shaq. I'm listening, Steve.
Can I just read y'all something really fast?
I'm listening.
Just a little side funny. UK assistant coach Joel Justice says Dante Allen went to John Calipari yesterday and suggested he's better coming off the bench.
Oh my God.
Just when I get aggravated, Kentucky basketball always. If I'm having a rough day, the Kentucky basketball always comes through with the kiss.
Oh, my God. Read that out loud again, people. Listen up to what Steve just said.
UK assistant coach Joel Justice says Dante Allen went to John Calipari yesterday and suggested he's better coming off the bench. You know what? Kentucky basketball.
It's open.
Thank y'all for being around. No, I needed y'all this year, man.
It's just the COVID relief stimulus package.
Yeah. Yeah. Kentucky basketball is the stimulus. They're the stimulus. They are the sports stimulus. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, my God.
Just when you're having a rough day, you check your bank account or your mail, you're like, oh, stimulus.
Kentucky stimulus.
Hey.
101, let me get to this phone line. I'm sorry, Ross. Ross, thanks for holding on so long, my man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm having a good time listening, so y'all good. Happy Friday.
Indeed. Same, man, same.
So, I mean, first thing, that sounds like there's somebody in that locker room that's causing some turmoil about their PT, and Dante Allen might be the bigger guy, just saying, you know, I'll come off a bitch. Ain't no big deal to me, but whatever. You know, so I wanted to hit on something that you were talking about, Marcus, in regards to Ledford.
Right.
You said that your kind of take was that you could spin this to use this as like a Satterfield to take this as assistants, come here, make this a springboard and move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's exactly the same thing, or maybe you were meaning to. I don't know. I'll ask for clarification. Like, you know, a lot of people like to compare Satterfield to Dabo, right? And Dabo kind of had a hard time of it there for a little while. I mean, you know, I think West Virginia might still be scoring in that bowl game on him before they got a what's the defensive coordinator? I can't think of his name.
Venables. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, but the minute that Clemson doubled down on Dabo and said, okay, we're going to give you what you need to win because we believe in you,
mm-hmm.
you know, they went and got Venables, and then that whole entire program turned around, and then they were able to keep good assistants that were good at developing players, and they all worked good as a staff, and they were able to have the success that they now have. You know, my question as far as what you're implying is, do you see that kind of commitment coming from Vince Tyree and the athletic department to say, hey, we're going to double down on Vince Tyree? I don't know if that's there.
You mean Coach Satterfield?
That's what I – what did I say?
You said Vince Tyree. I'm listening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, exactly. I'm not sure that's going to be there. You know, I don't blame the coaches for leaving for the jobs that they did. They were all promotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ledford, coaches, part of their job is to make sure that they're putting together good resumes, because it's like you said, coaches get hired, coaches get fired. Like, and if you're not getting fired, you need to get up out before it does happen. So, like, you can't fault a coach for having a good resume set up to where, and having networks set out to where that they can go and find a good landing spot. I think that's all that is with all three of these assistants. I still don't think it changes the fact that this ship may be sinking, and, you know, Satterfield's going to be the one to see it down into the ocean, so to speak. I'd like to hear y'all's thoughts on that.
I appreciate that description, Ross.
Listen,
it's Friday. You know what?
It's been a long week.
Yeah, that was a great description.
Listen,
program's sinking, and
and Satterfield's going to see it down to the bottom of the ocean. Take it all the way down. Listen, with the Vince Tyree support, I think they're independent of each other. I think, but that's why I said Satterfield needs to have a plan to present to Vince Tyree. This is what my replacement plan is. If Satterfield needs to have a plan for Vince Tyree, you know, this is the game plan. If it looks like it's a sinking ship plan, then Vince Tyree is going to, you know, either pull his support,
yeah,
or hire a big splash OC. You know, I think Vince Tyree has been making good decisions. Like, he knows when to intervene and when to, you know, to leave it alone. Coach Satterfield can also recruit good, you know, good coaches, because coaches get good jobs coming out here.
So, Ross,
like, how many times does your team have to, like, replace good coaches with good coaches before you just stop going panic button every time something happens? I will say, I agree with Steve. The South Carolina thing does make everybody more edgy with everything Satterfield does from this point forward. But Texters, be nice. Brian, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
I got to weigh in on this Shaq nonsense. Shaq, he was a one-of-a-kind talent. If he came into the NBA today, he'd change the game. It's simple. When he came into, he could rebound and run the floor like Barkley. I saw him several times take a rebound on the defensive end and run the floor and dunk. He's just, he's Giannis with an extra 50 pounds. That's all it is.
Right.
That's all. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Listen, Brian,
that's all I got.
I appreciate that call. And like, this is an open apology to process. This is like, because if you don't know, you don't know. And I hate that he had to look at my face, my reaction on that. And sometimes I can see Steve is terrified because he knows somebody saw the agitation.
Just...
Steve, you remember how you told me you don't want coaches that don't want to like be great? Don't want to move on to head coaching jobs and stuff like that. You don't want assistant coaches that don't want to be head coaches.
Right.
What if Elijah came home and said, hey, Dad, today at practice, I went into the coach's office and I told him that I think I'm just better coming off the bench.
I think I would rather just come off the bench. Hey, that little thing we tried against Georgia, that wasn't fun for me. That wasn't fun for me.
I'm not banging on the kid, y'all.
I'm not having fun doing that.
What would you do as a dad? Would you say, son, I'm proud of you for sacrificing?
I would
for
say, I hope he sets you all the way on. You know what? I hope he sets you all the way on the end of it, son. When they call, son, Elijah, when they call you to come in, I'm going to be behind the bench going, boo! Boo! Get him out!
Yeah. You would boo your own son if he asked to come off the bench.
The thing is, though, is I highly doubt the kid actually went and was like, hey,
I know.
It's like, dude, I did it for a game. It didn't work. Now I'm going to start Boston again. And we're going to tell everybody that he did that.
Yeah,
and
there's definitely more to the story.
Yeah, no. Look, yeah, I'm just
no
doing
kid's it. Like, hey, I'd rather come off the bench,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah, I'm good.
Listen.
Especially Allen. Everybody's telling.
Just 20.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody's telling Allen. His family. Everybody around the state is like.
This state.
They're like, dude, you're way better. You should be playing. You should be playing.
You should be starting.
And you think he went to the office and was like, uh-huh.
I was uncomfortable.
I was kind of uncomfortable when they called my name out. I think I would rather come off the bench. I don't like hearing my own name.
He's just Kentucky Mr. Basketball.
Yeah.
He's not ready to handle that kind of limelight.
He is by title.
I can't believe this story is coming out of Kentucky.
Can you not? Because at this point, I believe anything that they said over there. And it's not going to get better.
It's not going to get any better.
Until they hire Chris Beard, which I'm hoping they keep Cal long enough that he takes a job where he won't leave. It's like, he's a monster.
Are they going to pull a Tennessee and just, yeah, we'll take our probation. Get Beard in here. Give me 2 years probation, get Beard in here.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
Termination for cause.
No, when he gets a job like that, like I said this before, somebody was like, I don't know, Beard's lava. I was like, no. When Beard gets here, even if you may not beat Louisville every year, I don't know, but you'll win titles. And I'd rather watch Kentucky beat me than win championship, so...
That's the anti-Ethan Moore
of
school. Joel, thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
What's up, fellas? Yeah, I mean, some kid saying Shaq wouldn't. I mean, that might be one of the worst hot takes I've ever heard.
He doesn't know it.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's like Lawrence Taylor wouldn't make it in present time defense in the NFL. I mean, come on, that's terrible. But. Either way, like you said, he doesn't know what he doesn't know. So, but just real quick, Steve, I wanted to hit because when you guys were talking about Ledford, and I think somebody brought up, like, you know, what would be the win total that you'd be happy with or something like that. And Steve, I think you're spot on, man. I mean, I think, you know, like that 8-win type of number, I think kind of gives the fan base or would give the fan base some kind of little relief there, you know, feeling like, all right, we're back on track. It isn't maybe as bad as what we were thinking was going to happen with these guys leaving, these coaches leaving, things like that. But I do think, man, it does go back to me, and you kind of hit on this too, that Satterfield put himself in this position. I do think if he came out next year and with all the new staff guys he brings on, whoever that is, if they ended up just going to a bowl game, let's say, and got 6 wins or 7 wins, I think people would be okay with that. But I think, and this is just me personally, man, I mean, I think ever since that happened with Satterfield and that presser, it just feels like that guy's not going to be here for our future. Now, whether that's a year from now, 2 years from now, it's just that feeling. Like when you talk about Brom coming on, I feel you're exactly right. I think if you brought Brom on that staff, everybody and their mother would just be, anytime we lost a game or some play wasn't made, everybody would be like, we need to just put Brom in as our coach. And so it's just a weird feeling, man, on the football side of things right now. We'll see how it plays out, obviously, what kind of hires he makes. But I don't know what you think, Steve or Marcus, but feeling-wise, but it just feels like, man, ever since that Satterfield presser, I just don't feel like that guy is going to be here anytime long.
Joe, will you admit that you didn't think he was a good hire from the beginning?
I actually thought, well, here's the thing. When he got hired, I mean, I really didn't know who he was, but I knew App State was really good, and I didn't think it was a bad hire at all. And then the first year, I mean, absolutely, if you weren't pleasantly surprised, I don't know what kind of fan you were. I mean, last year, to me, it was you can call it unlucky, which a lot of it is, but you think about it, and we talked about it during the season, all the turnovers, man, if you cut those things in half, we probably won 7 or 8 games last year. So it was one of those things. I mean, I think they can turn it around, and I do think they got the players. I really do. The defense started to get better. Offensively, they're still loaded to me at wide receiver. They got good running backs. You know, Mikel had a down year, but there's nothing that says he can't bounce back next year. You know what I'm saying? So I think they could turn it around. But again, it's just until, I don't know, and this is just a time thing. To me, it's like until the guy is here another couple years or something like that and things get going and you feel like he wants to be here and we're past that, I'll feel better about it. But it's just like currently I feel like it's just a means to that. I just don't think the guy is going to be here. But I damn sure didn't – sorry. But I dang sure didn't think he was a bad hire at all. I really didn't. And I think he's a good coach. I do. I think last year was a little unlucky. But, again, I think I go back – if the guy could redo that presser over and over, and you can't take it back, I get it. But it's just that feeling, and I think a lot of the fan base kind of feel like, is this guy going to be here in a year? Because if he come out here next year and they pop out another five wins.
Joe, you are being so emotional and long-winded about that. Like you should go back and listen to that call, my man. I do appreciate the call. You know I appreciate the call. You got so very long-winded on that one, and the text line was getting kind of, you know, antsy, you know, with the and the phone lines are full. Softball Dad Dustin, thanks for joining us. If you're still there on 93.9.
Unfortunately, yeah, I'm still here.
Well, thanks for holding
so
on.
I've got a plan. I'm gonna go home and watch Titanic and Gone with the Wind and War and Peace, and I might jump off a bridge this afternoon when I'm done.
Well, Steve is actually unconscious next to me, so
look, good news, bad news. We're in a pandemic,
right?
A global pandemic, and if anybody disagrees with this, then their eyes are closed. Our football and basketball seasons have been impacted by this pandemic.
Indeed.
What happened?
People are still blowing this off. And look, I'm trying to stay the glass half full guy. You damn near ran me off the phone the other night when we were talking about chemistry and I guaranteed a win and we obviously didn't get it. Just, you know, sit back, relax. Everything's going to be all right. It's a sport. It's a game, and we're all passionate. Oh. I mean, I want them winning. And, hey, what about our women?
They look good.
My gosh.
They look good.
I mean, goodness gracious. And that's a, you talk about a team. I mean, that's a team. I mean, Dana's obviously got it going, but it's a team. They all, I mean, you talk about they're reading a book. They read each other. It's like, boom, boom. And it's fun to watch, fun to watch. But no, let's all just take a pill, go home and watch The Notebook or something. And get a cat. Maybe I'll buy a cat. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go buy a cat. Y'all have a good day.
Get a dog, then hire Louisville dog walkers.
Joe and softball dad Dustin on back-to-back calls was nothing but the therapeutic session that I provide for free of charge every day from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
Go to break. I got nothing. I need a minute. I need to go. Actually, I'm not going to inject a focus, or I'm not going to drink a focus. I'm going to, you know how they say that if you drink through the anus that it hits the body better? That might be what I have to do. I've got to get some. I'm going to die. I got nothing. For the love of God, go to break.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And we do have Duke tomorrow, by the way, people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to remind some people, Louisville basketball takes on Duke tomorrow. Duke. We play Duke tomorrow. Be sure to join Marcus Maben for pregame coverage at 3 o'clock on all stations. Then immediately after the game, be sure to check out the official UofL Health postgame show with myself around 6 o'clock on ESPN 680 and 105.7. We'll be the first place to take your calls and hear live from Chris Mack. Also, ESPN Louisville is the flagship station for the Bellarmine Knights. So catch every game on 93.9 The Ville or on the ESPN Louisville app. Tonight, Stetson at Bellarmine, 6:45 on 93.9 The Ville. And then tomorrow, Stetson at Bellarmine at 4:45 on 93.9 The Ville. So,
shout out Coach Davenport.
Coach Davenport getting it done, man. He's doing some work down there.
Okay, so Steve, you teased the story early on in the show. We've had so much to talk about, and this has been such an exciting show that I would hate for you to leave Brian Hall and the rest of the 93.9 family hanging.
Okay.
Steve learned something kind of interesting this morning. You want to grab that, Brian, or do we need to take that before Steve tells the story? If it's something we need to take immediately, we can go, and then we can get Steve to tell the story afterwards. Okay, so Duke, is that just a pregame conversation, or is this like, we need to beat Duke?
No, I mean, yeah, the Duke thing is just, everybody knows you need to get back on track tomorrow. I like the videos that I saw coming out. I mean, Charles looks like he's working hard. I mean, I imagine we're going to see him some more tomorrow. So, you know.
David Johnson-style debut. Alan, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, the pay cards, what's up?
Hey.
It's just, everybody knows you need to get back on track tomorrow. I like the pay cards. I saw coming out of me. Yeah. Well, what are you doing wrong this time?
Yeah, your radio's a little on there.
Yeah, no. I need to finish this call out. Can we help you?
Yeah.
Alan, fire away.
What's up? Hey, pay cards. Silver Sucks.
What's up, Meatball?
No, this is good. This is good.
It's Meatball out in
no,
J-Town.
No, don't. Just let him. Okay, so Louisville sucks. Okay, let's have a good conversation here. So give us your thoughts on Kentucky basketball this season.
I don't like Kentucky either.
Okay. Who do you like?
Who do I like?
Yeah.
I like Navy and Army. I'm a military kind of guy.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Had a good year?
They had a good year. Right. Okay.
So what are you out and about doing?
They do better things off the field. I'm not worried about what happens in the sport world. I'm worried about what happens in the real world.
Okay.
Are you enjoying listening to Middays with Marcus Maben?
Not really. All y'all do is talk about Louisville and how they're so good, but they're not. Y'all want to trash Kentucky, but ahead in every sport, Kentucky dominates Louisville in every sport as well.
Did you
I do appreciate you voting for my brother.
Did you check out the game on the 26th, Alan?
I'm looking at the other games before that. Kentucky put...
Did you watch the game on the 26th?
Yeah, but look at ahead. Like, look at all comparisons.
Did you watch the game on the 26th?
Yes, I did watch the game, buddy. But did you watch the game the year before that and the year before that and the year before that?
Did you watch the last baseball game that we played? Did you watch the last ladies basketball game that we played?
But look ahead, all around. George Floyd.
Alan, do you know who Matt Jones is?
He's the owns the Ohio Valley Wrestling.
Right. Listen, on your radio, if you go to AM and you put it on, I think it's like 1080. You can listen there, and he'll talk all the Kentucky good stuff you want to hear.
Like I said, I don't care about them either. I just know Louisville's been triggered when you talk about Kentucky. Kentucky's a way better program than Louisville.
I disagree. Thanks for listening to Middays with Marcus Maben.
I'm on punk today.
I'll see you again.
Where's Ashton Kutcher? Somebody's punking me.
I'll see you again tomorrow at 10 o'clock or on Monday morning.
I've been punked.
Enjoy your day.
What time is it?
Well, you remember last time we heard Alan call in, somebody called me on the back line and said, hey, you know that's Meatball from J-Town. Mm-hmm. And then every time since then, we have called him out, and that's the first time he actually hung on, because every time I said Meatball, he hangs up.
That's the Kentucky fan.
I quit.
Oh, man.
Do we want to take this call?
No, close the phone.
No, for the love of God. Take this call. Are you kidding me?
There's nothing else. I love and hate it all at once. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're doing the Lord's work here.
Are we?
Yes.
Are we? Because it feels like Satan's.
We had to take that call, right?
Feels like I'm not.
Made for the Bill, just missed the best call in history.
Thank God.
Oh, good point.
Listen.
Good point. Good point.
You're not possessed now.
Good point.
Like I am.
Good point. Yeah. YouTube, y'all, I did y'all a favor.
I'm gonna need a young priest and an old priest.
Okay. Well, Brian, are you gonna talk or we're gonna be able to tell a story? Texas says my IQ just dropped 100 points. Texas says that was so dumb. Sound is on Mayfield.
Do y'all even like us? let's have a real conversation. Like, do y'all enjoy us at all? Like, do y'all even like us? Or do people just listen to us and make fun of us? They're just like, look,
Does our producer even like this show?
No, I don't think so.
Like, look.
I don't even think he wants to be here.
Yeah. Y'all ever seen?
I know Phil Baker hates us.
Phil Baker sent me a text in the middle of the show. Of young Shaq and old Shaq. Mm-hmm. He said Boston Celtics Shaq could be stopped, but Orlando Shaq couldn't.
Yeah.
And it was one of those like laying on the court. Brian Hall, can we talk, please?
No. He's not going to let us talk, whoever that is.
We got 10 minutes of Middays with Marcus Maben show left. And you have the best story about me almost catching an attempt murder charge.
That's awesome.
And Brian Hall would rather just talk on the phone to somebody. Can you believe that?
You have to love people that hate you, but listen. Thank you. We do love that.
We do love that. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
No, what were you talking about, Brian?
It was softball dad, Dustin.
You're talking.
No. First off, he wanted to go on and say something about Alan, but I was kind of like, maybe not.
Yeah.
And then he's booking a couple bookings for Louisville Dog Walkers.
Hey.
So your dog walking came in front of the show.
No. What he said was, we got some softball tournaments coming up. Softball's starting back up in March, and I'm going to need some help with the dog, so I exchanged my number.
I like it.
There you go.
I like it.
Okay, Brian.
And if anybody else needs help with their dogs, just feel free to reach out, LouisvilleDogWalkers.com.
You know you got to pay for that, right?
I'm done now. We're good. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Steve,
mm-hmm.
You come into the studio this morning. Shout out OPC Services.
Absolutely.
For disinfecting our entire studio from the bottom to the top. And you get told the story.
I do. So, I'm talking with Tim. From OPC Pest Services. They did a great job, by the way, cleaning the studio.
They did.
Yeah, we needed a deep clean. So we got it. And it was, he says, yeah, you know, I've met Marcus before. He said, hey, Steve, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, so he must listen to the show. He's like, yeah, I've met Marcus before, you know. I'm like, oh, cool. He's like, yeah, he almost shot me. Okay. So he says, I come into his apartment to clean one time. You know, he had worked for wherever you lived at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this was an old apartment.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I come in there to clean. And when I walked in, he said, they gave me a key. He said, I walked in the bedroom and Marcus pulled a gun on me.
Say that last line again. Wait, say the last couple of lines.
Yes, yeah,
said that. When he walked in the apartment, he walked in, he was cleaning, and he walked in Marcus's room, and Marcus pulled a gun on him. I said, okay. Well, I said, that's why I called before I go over his house.
Slowly walk out the door.
Yeah.
Lock it behind you and leave.
Yeah. So, that's a good way to end the week. This was the weirdest hour of radio I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, the last half hour was pretty ridiculous.
I don't know if I could do radio for the rest of my life. And nothing will ever be like the last 45 minutes of my life. So, what are y'all going to do today?
Go get something to eat. Walk some dogs.
It's cool.
Shout out Four Pegs.
Yeah.
Try their wings. They posted a picture of some wings some Grippo seasoning.
Oh, golly.
My people in Tennessee are like, dude, if you're coming home, you need to bring some of that Four Pegs with you, literally. Texas says we need to hire Chris Redman. Other Texas says I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I did find it awkward. I did ask him. I was like, oh, so they just gave you a key?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll probably just go home and stare at a wall or something.
Texas doesn't like the playout time.
I don't.
Whew. What a week.
Be Duke.
Have a good weekend.